Tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Clay and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Clay and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Clay and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now let's go live and direct to Clay and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
Hey, 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 welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Clay. All right, guys. Is Dave even on? I don't hear him. Hold on 1 second. So we'll start this over again. I'm Clay.
And I'm Huck.
And I'm Dave.
All right. Sorry about that. We had a little issue there going on. But it's good to be here another week, and we have some great stuff. But what we're going to do today, we're going to do things a little differently today, and we're going to jump right into Dave's numbers. So Dave is going to kind of talk a little bit about the numbers today, and we're going to get into that, and then we'll have the rest of the time to talk about what we need to get going. So Dave, we're handing it over to you.
Okay. Well, if you go to the libertyorlockdown.live page, you'll see at the upper right there's a link. It says more, and you click on that, and it says Mr. Prentice. I have all of my stuff on there in a Microsoft Excel format. I know a lot of people are not familiar with Excel, so I'm going to give you an alternative. Go to NOLA.com, and about a third of the way down the page, you'll see a gray bar about coronavirus, COVID information, and so forth. And if you look on that, you say, wait a minute, what is the governor and the mayor and all of that talking about? You'll see on that page that the cases have dropped down to really close to zero in the state of Louisiana with 4.6 million people. We're having 50 positive tests a day, which is less than 1 out of 10,000 people, but we're still locked down. Orleans Parish is less than 1 out of 6,000 people per day testing positive. This is not even sick people. This is just people testing positive. And the deaths down in Louisiana, remember the normal death rate is about 130 people, while those that are attributed to COVID have dropped down to about an average of 19 or 20 per day. So it's pretty much over as far as I'm concerned, but yet the politicians want to keep us under control. And I don't know if they ever intend to relax the restrictions on us. Nowadays, too, people are being encouraged to get vaccinated. Okay, I heard Dr. Fauci say that you have to get vaccinated so you don't get sick. And then later I heard him say, well, if you get vaccinated, you still could get sick. And if you get vaccinated, you still could infect somebody else. So what's the point of the vaccination? What does it do if it doesn't keep you from getting sick and it doesn't keep you from getting other people sick?
It kills people, and that's what they're trying to do. It's called population reduction. And, so far I've known 8 people to get the shot, and 7 of them has died.
So I'm not going to say that it's deadly and dangerous and so forth, but I'm not going to get it unless it's unless it's required to go overseas, because I go on mission trips and I do want to go back to Africa whenever things open up. If it's absolutely required, I'll get it. But other than that, I'm not letting them stick me with that stuff.
What is that population? Percentage rate, 7 deaths out of 8. That is a...
7 out of 8 would be 87.5.
87.5% death rate at that case.
Well, that's people
Far, that's people that I've known of. And
I know a lot of other people that have been vaccinated and they didn't die. So I can't say what the rate is
yet.
But I ain't going to get it unless I have to.
Some people are dying weeks later. I mean, it's just, I mean, and these are perfectly healthy people. I've known someone that just recently passed away and that we know of had no problems, but got the vaccination and yet they found them dead.
But I want to encourage people, don't just gripe. The recall the governor effort seems to be pretty much over. It's past the deadline to collect signatures. They've been submitted. I don't think we're going to have enough. But it's one thing to gripe. It's another thing to do something. You need to get in touch with your state legislator and say, come on, it's time to end this. Get in touch with your parish council, with your parish president. Give them a call on the phone and say, I'm a voter in your district. It's time for you to relax the restrictions. Time for you to set us free.
Correct. And so, you know, and that's the whole thing. I mean, you guys are going to hear a commercial actually in this segment about what we talked about a few weeks ago. And that's so true. Call your legislators, call your state representatives, call your council members, call your parish president or mayors, and let them know you're ready to open up the parish and tell them that you want a resolution passed that if they don't open up this parish, your parish at 100%, then you want a resolution passed that they stop getting paid.
Yeah, well, I have some, what do they call that, stake in this game? Yeah. I mean, my mother-in-law passed away on January 30th. She got the Pfizer vaccine on January 29th and had a massive heart attack. And we know that that heart attack was a direct result from the Pfizer shot.
Right.
I'm not speaking about somebody else. I'm talking about my own mother-in-law.
Right, exactly. I mean, and we all know personally someone that has...
I'm angry about it.
And I mean, of course, they're not going to come out and admit that it's a direct link. They're not. Even if they do autopsies, and they're just going to say natural
cause.
Here's
the deal.
Because they're going to cover it up.
Here's the deal. She had COVID. She survived COVID and had... probably the antibodies in her, and 2 weeks later they inject her with the Pfizer shot. I was told that they should not have done that. They should have at least waited 90 days.
Exactly.
I've also heard people say, stay home, stay healthy. Well, you know what? If you're that worried about it, you should stay home.
Right.
But if you're not that worried about it, you should go out and live a life.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's, you know... We can't live in bubbles the rest of our life, guys. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we have diseases. We have germs. Our body is built and made to be around diseases and germs. And, you know, there's an old saying, you know, look at parents when they have their first kid. They pretty much do everything but put the kid in bubble wrap. But that kid lives sick. I know. My niece was like that. My sister did the same thing. And that kid was constantly sick. And, you know, but then you look at a kid that's a tomboy. You let him play in dirt. The kid hardly ever gets sick. It's your body has to get used to germs and diseases. We're going to get germs and diseases.
Yeah, God created our bodies in the image of Him.
Exactly.
So they're created to perfection. And he knew that. He would fight those viruses and diseases.
Right.
But back when all of this started, the idea was supposed to be, let's take 2 weeks to flatten the curve. They're not saying that anymore. Now they're saying, let's absolutely, completely eliminate every single positive test. I'm sorry, that ain't going to happen.
Exactly. And, you know, it's one of these things that the end of the day, we got to do what we got to do. I mean, if you feel that's what you got to do, guys, and that's what you want to do, cooties to you. Kudos to you. Not cooties. Kudos to you.
COVID cooties.
Well,
COVID
you know, cooties. We're laughing, but it's really not funny
right.
because,
yeah.
you know, my mother-in-law was locked down in her living facility in Mississippi, New Albany, Mississippi, and could not leave. Yeah. And here's a lady who liked to, you know, do her hair and her nails and her makeup, and she had longevity in her life. Her mother lived till 98.
Right.
She should not have died. Right. And it was very unexpected. We did not expect this.
Exactly.
And so not only did she die from the Pfizer shot, but it's a tragedy. She was one of the women who was locked in the living facility and then was injected with the COVID vaccine. She was my biggest fear actually occurred.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, guys, we have 1 minute. We're going to real quick close with this last 1 minute and kind of just give Tiger Woods, guys. Did you hear about Tiger Woods getting in a automobile accident? And he got hurt really bad. And so we want to say a little prayer and keep our prayers going for Tiger Woods, guys. And, you know, just let people know. I think it was an automobile accident or something. So we got to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and come back and talk about the Dominion voting machines. So grab yourself a cup of coffee. We'll see you in just a minute.
Is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message. I've had enough.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Hi, my name is Martha Huckabee, and I'm the president of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We're holding a membership drive Friday, March 19th at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1. Call 985-722-7530 or email wrcno2016@gmail.com. Annual dues are $40, and we meet every third Friday. Lunch cost is $37. Our purpose is to establish a place for conservative Republicans to educate themselves and to support good candidates. Let's continue fighting for our Constitutional Republic.
This is a Jefferson Parish Council member going rogue.
Continuation is a continuation of what you've been doing. Now, I did not have to approve anything for you. Okay, you're working on it. I mean, it seems that you're not gracious to the mere fact that we've allowed you to get one. You've attempted to get permits in other locations.
Who are you to allow me? Who are you to allow me?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I like to revisit that resolution.
43?
Number 43. I'd like to cancel it.
All right. We'll see you in court.
We did everything possible to ensure, even made some exceptions for him. I'm going to move to cancel that resolution. And whatever takes place after that, so be it.
Someone needs to tell Byron Lee that he needs to resign, and he is not the king of Jefferson Parish. Call his office at 504-364-2603. This ad is paid for by Liberty or Lockdown.
I pledge allegiance to this flag.
Hey, 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 we're back, guys. And actually, we're going to do a little change around. We actually have a guest, actually one of our colleagues here from WGSO. We have Jeff Cuera here on the show with Ringside Politics. Hey, 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 Jeff, how you doing?
Clay and Huck, how are y'all doing? Good to be with y'all.
How you doing? Got a question here. How do you like that commercial?
I thought it was great.
Exactly.
I thought it was great.
Turn
the tables on him.
Exactly. Yes. And that's what we're doing. And we're going to run those until he resigns, because he needs to resign and let the people know what he's really about. So that's the first time it aired, and we just ran that commercial. So I wanted to get your opinion on that.
I thought it was well done. Very well done.
Great, great. So we're actually talking about the Dominion machines, guys, and we're going to kind of do a little change here, and we're going to talk about Tiger Woods in the next segment. And what's going on with these Dominion machines here in Louisiana? Jeff, tell us a little bit about what you know and what you're fighting against. I know you have a commercial going on, and what you're taking.
I am concerned about election integrity. I'm concerned about anything that is going to be harmful to a free and fair election. And there were a lot of questions raised about Dominion. Who knows what the truth is? I just have lots of questions about Dominion machines. And because of all of that, I do not think we should be spending $100 million of state money on more Dominion machines in Louisiana.
Correct.
Louisiana put out a RFP in late January. Companies have until, I think, the end of March to submit their bids. I know Dominion is going to be the leading candidate to get this contract. They won the contract last year. A competitor sued because the bid was supposedly tailored for Dominion. It's been redone, and I'm hearing that it's still very tailored for Dominion. So I don't know how many of the, there are five major companies in the country that make voting machines, bid on voting machines. I don't know how many will be bidding against Dominion. But I do know Dominion has four paid lobbyists in Louisiana. They supposedly, someone accompanied Kyle Ardoin, the Secretary of State, to a meeting recently, a Dominion representative. They're buying advertising on websites such as the Hayride, and they're going to be competing heavily for this bid. So I've just raised concerns about it because of all the information that we learned about in the whole election squabble and the various court cases. And I don't know what the facts are. I mean, I don't know if it's 100% true that it's connected to the internet, the foreign connections, all the various claims that were made. But certainly there's enough to pause and enough to say, hey, we need to hold on before we give this largest contract in the country to Dominion.
Exactly. And I mean, I think because of the open litigation, because of all the concerns that's going across the country, Dominion should not be in the running. And we need to call our Secretary of State and let him know that, hey, Dominion needs to not be put in the running of this.
Well, let's go back a little bit. Before the elections, on Facebook, we were witnessing after the election, right after the election, we were witnessing a lot of the videos of the fraud from the actual ladies who were operating the Dominion machines, where they were taking a batch and then printing them, or deleting the batch and then putting whatever they wanted in the batch. You recall that video? It's very clear that that was fraud, and it was done by the thousands and thousands and thousands. And that's video footage of Dominion machines.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the evidence.
There was a Dominion whistleblower who testified in Michigan. Mm-hmm. I think her name was Ms. Caroni. And I think she's been now sued by Dominion. Dominion sued everyone.
Right.
They sued Rudy. They sued Mike Lindell. They sued Maria Bartiromo. I mean, they've thrown out a lot of lawsuits.
Exactly. Well,
and, you know, some hosts have been prevented from even talking about it by their bosses, saying, hey, you can't even talk about this issue anymore. But I don't know if there's anything more important than election integrity. I mean, we can mobilize all the people we want, guys, and have this huge turnout the next election. But if the machines are fraudulent, it's not going to matter.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so
we'll lose every time.
You have a commercial running on your we would like to actually, Jeff, if you can let BJ know, about getting that commercial ran on our show. We would like to run that commercial on our show. And, you know, about contacting Carl Ardoin about letting him know, stop Dominion voting machines being put in Louisiana. So here's the phone number, guys, if you want to call. It's 225-922-2880. Call his office. Let him know you do not want Dominion voting machines here in Louisiana.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a $100 million contract. We've got the biggest contract in the country going on this year. So all eyes are on Louisiana. And two other things I found out. One is that we already have some Dominion machines in Louisiana. We need to find out, and I think I have some people that are working on a Freedom of Information Act request, what is the percentage of machines in Louisiana that are Dominion already? And then I've been hearing that the Secretary of State has been making some emergency purchases over the past few months when machines, quote, break down and they need to make an emergency buy, and he's sort of able to do that without doing a bid in a, quote, emergency situation. So I need to know how many of those emergency buys have been for Dominion machines. So I've always wondered whether we've had problems previously because maybe we've had faulty machines here in Louisiana. So we have a lot of work to do as far as making sure that we've got free and fair elections here in our state.
Right. And what, you know, the governor's election, I mean, Rasponi was winning all night and said, hit New Orleans. Maybe there are Dominion machines here in New Orleans. And then all of a sudden, you know, it flips. Kind of like, doesn't that remind you of the Trump election? You know, Trump's leading all night and then we go to bed and wake up and he's losing.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I mean, you know, Woody Jenkins had a similar situation back in 1996 when he was running for the Senate. And New Orleans came in, and all of a sudden, you know, Mary Landrieu's the senator, and he tried to fight that, but, you know, to no avail. You know, when you are on the losing end of one of these things, it's extremely hard to turn it around.
It is.
And, well, you know, Rasponi didn't even try.
I was a witness. I helped Woody work in that campaign, and so I worked that campaign and seen a lot of the fraud that was going on. And I was young at the time, but that was my very first campaign I worked in, and Woody was a mentor to me. And we were in Amway together, and, I mean, there was just no possible way Woody lost that election. There was just blatant fraud that took place.
So how far back does this Dominion fraud go? How long have we had Dominion machines?
Well, I mean, the question is, I mean, Dominion, it hasn't been Dominion for that long. There was another name. I mean, it's changed names over the years, from what I understand. I had a show years ago, and my co-host, a lady named Susan Bernecker, and she was running for a position here in Jefferson Parish, and she uncovered fraud in Jefferson Parish with the voting machines in her district, and she captured it on video. And, you know, she would point out a video. You would put her name, punch her name in, but her opponent would light up.
Right.
And she captured this on video, and she was highlighted in this documentary that was on HBO, and this was way before.
Jeff, can you hold over to the next segment?
Okay.
We got to go to break, and we'll guys grab yourself a cup of coffee. We'll be back with Jeff Cuera. We'll see you in just a second.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck. Liberty or Lockdown is hosting a craft and pet show Saturday, March 13th, 2021 at 10 a.m.
The show takes place 6005 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, Louisiana, 70123. We have Cincy, paparazzi, wreath and jewelry vendors, and even more.
Bring your cash and shop till you drop. For info, call 504-339-7041 or go to libertyorlockdown.live.
Be there.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Nielsen estimates that 81 million people watched last night's presidential debate between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says viewers saw both candidates cut each other off, and there were a few Trump rants.
And I think that Hillary Clinton handled it quite well dealing with that, given that, again, this is very different than most any other debate.
Republicans say Trump showed that he's more prepared to improve the economy and law and order. As the November 8th election draws closer...
Alex Jones.
I have believed from the very beginning these are real grassroots uprisings all over the Middle East, North Africa. But when the globalists came out and bragged that they were behind El Baradei and others and are trying to take credit for it, clearly they knew that these rebellions were coming, so they triggered it to make sure their people got in. So I think everybody who's been looking at this from different perspectives has been right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
Weekdays at 1 on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. During his weekly COVID update, Governor Edwards urged residents to donate blood after many hospitals are noting a shortage of their blood supply. He also announced that he's budgeted for a small pay raise for teachers and support staff in the state. The Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness is encouraging people to report damage sustained during last week's winter weather in hopes of receiving federal funding by going to damage.la.gov. You can also report it via text or by dialing 211. GOSEF spokesperson Mike Steele says that this survey is important in determining what kind of damage Louisiana residents are dealing with.
The survey is very important because right now we're kind of moving out of the emergency phase and we're kind of moving into the recovery phase, but we need to have a clear picture of what homeowners and businesses are dealing with across the state.
You can report it by going to damage.la.gov or dialing 211 LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. I will be joined by my friends Mike Henson and Ryan Landry. We will talk a lot of sports, music, current events, and everything in between. No subjects are off limits, and your calls are welcome. So join us every weekday at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, heroes prove.
All right, welcome back, and we have Jeff on the line. We're still talking about the Dominion voting machines, and Jeff, hey, what's going on? Now, if you can finish filling us in what you were saying. Sorry about that break there. You know we have to take the breaks.
Yeah, there for a second there, I thought we were in a time machine. I was listening to a news report about the 2016 elections. I was like, whoa. But anyway, we're talking about the former co-host of mine, Susan Bernecker, who uncovered some machines that were faulty. And she was one of the people highlighted in this award-winning documentary called Hacking Democracy that HBO did way back in 2006. So we're talking 15 years ago, where they were pointing out how these electronic voting machines can be hacked. That there are problems with the software. The company involved back then was Diebold, and I think that is one of the companies that later turned into Dominion. I think, I'm not positive, but I don't think there is a Diebold right now that's in the business. But anyway, this documentary clearly showed it, and Susan had it on video, and it's and I thought about it a lot over these past few months when we saw all the problems that we had, you know, in this election. I think we really don't have any confidence. I think the only way to have confidence is to have a paper receipt or some sort of paper record to verify the vote that you put into a machine. And then, you know, you've got to trust that the people that are holding the paper are not going to in any way corrupt those records. So there's always going to have to be some trust involved of the people that are working the system. And I just think that's another layer of security, or at least you know that the vote you put in the machine is accurate and there's some sort of backup in case there's a need to have a recount.
Correct. And, yeah, we need some type of paper trail. And I think we need some type of you know, linking the two together where, you know, if something fails and maybe possibly some other say fails, not just paper, several paper trails, like carbon copy, because if something happens where something possibly disappears, so we have another copy of it. We need something here because after this election and the straight up fraud that took place. I mean, it, you know, there's just no possible way. The same scenario happened in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia. You know, Trump's leading, and then all of a sudden everybody goes to bed, and then he's losing. I mean, that-
and it also corresponds to the other topic that you guys have been talking about a lot, and that is the whole COVID hysteria,
yeah,
and the mask mandates and everything else, and the need for mail-in ballots and all these millions and millions of ballots that were mailed unsolicited, and then you gave people extra days to send it in, and I mean it was just crazy. I mean there shouldn't be, in my opinion, any mail-in ballots.
Right.
It should be limited to the elderly and people that are in the military and a very very select group like we had before. And you know, we've got to get a control on our elections again. And this COVID nonsense has to end for one, but two, we got to get our elections back and get rid of all these new procedures that were created in the last election, which I think just invited fraud.
Exactly, and you know, so that's just.
So the mail-in ballots were because of COVID, right?
Right, because everybody was saying, "Oh, it's too dangerous to go to the polls, and you know we can't vote."
Right.
Although people can go to Walmart.
Exactly.
Well, right. But I mean, if we take the mathematical equation, like Dave gives us these wonderful numbers of 8,500 deaths in right. Louisiana, and we divide 8,500 by the population of 4.7 million, we get less than 0.5%.
Oh, far less.
Okay? So how does that equate a pandemic when math clearly says it's not? Not me, math.
Yeah. Right.
Because you know why? Well, because Edwards is taking the deaths and he's applying it to the cases. So that right. jacks up the percentage.
Well, I called the Jefferson Parish Council out, I'm sorry, on the same thing. I'm just jumping in and saying the same thing. But go on.
No, but so what I'm saying is that that's the reason for the mail-in ballots based on COVID that was based off of a lie, because he literally took the deaths and applied it to the cases and not to the population. So we know if you just take that scenario, the mail-in ballots were done based off of fraud.
Well, and also, I think the cases are faulty because I think a lot of these, quote, COVID cases are not COVID, but the flu or other ailments. Do you know we have no flu now?
We had no influenza.
We don't have cancer, heart disease, kidney disease. Nothing kills people anymore.
Yeah. That's right, COVID.
Yeah, it's all COVID.
Yes.
Exactly. So it's just baloney, but I sense, guys, the tide is turning. Lafayette just turned down a mask mandate. Their city council voted against it. The governor's all up in arms, but you know what? Who cares? I think more and more cities need to do the same thing.
Exactly.
I want to see Cynthia Lee do that in Jefferson Parish.
Yes. Actually,
and Scott Walker.
People need to call. Here's the number to Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Shing's office, 736-6400. And we need to contact, you know, her office and say, hey, we do not want masks here in Jefferson Parish. Vote it down. No mask Jefferson Parish.
Instead of what Fauci wants, he wants you to double up. Next thing, we'll be wearing a box on our face.
Exactly. You've seen that video, that picture.
And they're saying until 2022. I mean, it's insane.
So exactly. If you look at the NOLA.com site that I referred you to, you'll see that the number of positive tests in the state has decreased by 80% in the last 6 weeks. You can also click on that to look for your parish, whether it's Orleans or Jefferson. It's ridiculous. It's just going through the floor.
Well, one of the things that got me in the trouble I'm in, and I'm saying trouble, you know, quote trouble, about with them is I made Jefferson Parish look like the fools they are when I contradict them on the 16% positivity rate. Well, if we had a 16% positivity rate at 434,000 people, we would have 69,000 cases in Jefferson Parish. We only have 43,000 cases. So the 16%, the numbers don't add up. And when I showed them that math, they just went berserk.
Because they're deceiving the people, and they don't want you to expose the truth. And that's what's going on. See, we didn't die with one mask.
Right.
So they're going to double it up so they can make sure they kill us.
Exactly. Well, we can't breathe. So, Jeff, in closing, what you think we should do with this Dominion voting and how we should go forward with this?
Well, I think we need to continue to pressure the Secretary of State, and thank you for giving out his number, 225-922-2880.
Yes.
Contact him and tell him we don't want this major contract awarded to Dominion until all the questions about Dominion are answered, and they haven't been. And then if there is the problem where he awards the contract to Dominion, then we need to work our legislature, because they can overturn the bid.
Right.
So we need to stay engaged in this over the next few months and make sure that we really do not go in that direction, because we've got enough problems here in Louisiana. We don't need to add to it with a very questionable contract being issued to Dominion for these voting machines. And
yeah, the voting, that should be tightening up, not loosening.
Exactly. So,
yeah, and the legislature does respond to pressure. They are, I think, people that listen when folks call in, and they get emails and they get visits from constituents. So, you know, that is our backup plan in case, the contract is awarded to Dominion, because we have some good legislators, not enough. We do have some good ones that we can work with.
Right. Question before you leave us, Jeff, having a Biden moment there. What do you think about this 22-cent gas tax increase which they're proposing here?
Yeah, I think it's insane. I think that we need tax cuts. I'm not in favor of any tax increases at the current time. I mean, we're in an economic lockdown. I mean, we've got people that are out of work. We have people that are having a hard time staying open. I mean, we need tax cuts. We need relief. We need our businesses open again. The last thing we need to be doing is adding any taxes to anybody. That's an insane idea.
It is
insane.
I
would hope people would be, you know, contacting their legislators to vote that down. I mean, we supposedly, guys, have a conservative legislature with a supermajority of Republicans in the Senate and almost a supermajority in the House. You would think this kind of legislature would never vote for any tax increase if they're supposed to be conservative Republicans.
Exactly. Well, John Bel Edwards is claiming to be against it, too. So thanks for joining us, Jeff. We have to go to break. And thanks for joining us. And we'll hopefully see you soon. And, guys, you can check out Jeff here on WGSO every morning from 7 a.m. to 11 every morning, guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, guys, so we're going to go right to break, and we're going to grab yourself a cup of coffee. We're going to try to take some callers on the next break, and we'll talk to you in a second.
And it's going to be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls.
On Friday, PR executive Adam Weiss joins us. We'll talk to Chris Holton of the Center for Security Policy. We'll visit with Michael Beatrice, author of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial, and talk about all the hot topics of the week with Donna Carol Voss.
All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
This is a Jefferson Parish Council member going rogue.
Continuation is a continuation of what you've been doing. Now, I did not have to approve anything for you. Okay, you're working on it. I mean, it seems that you're not gracious to the mere fact that we've allowed you to get one. You've attempted to get permits in other locations.
Who are you to allow me? Who are you to allow me?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'd like to revisit that resolution.
43?
Number 43. I'd like to cancel it.
All right, we'll see you in court.
We did everything possible to ensure, even made some exceptions for him. I'm going to move to cancel that resolution, and whatever takes place after that, so be it.
Someone needs to tell Byron Lee that he needs to resign, and he is not the king of Jefferson Parish. Call his office at 504-364-2603. This ad is paid for by Liberty or Lockdown.
Hi, my name is Martha Huckabee, and I'm the president of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We're holding a membership drive Friday, March 19th at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1. Call 985-722-7530 or email wrcno2016@gmail.com. Annual dues are $40, and we meet every third Friday. Lunch cost is $37. Our purpose is to establish a place for conservative Republicans to educate themselves and to support good candidates. Let's continue fighting for our Constitutional Republic.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, we're back, guys, and we're going to touch on something, and then we're going to take our callers that we've been having. We've been neglecting our callers, guys, because of time. So we're going
to talk about the Federal Reserve shutting down yesterday. What was that all about?
Exactly. You know, so obviously if, you know, the Federal Reserve can have problems, but yet Dominion machines are secure.
They said that they were hacked.
Exactly.
And they don't know who shut them down. Now, how does the Federal Reserve get shut down, hacked, and you don't know who shut you down?
Exactly. I mean, the story says the outage impacted customers, which include banks, brokers, and mortgage lenders, and their ability to transfer funds in large and small sums. The Federal Reserve operational error resulted in disruption of service in several business lines. We're restoring services and communications with all Federal Reserve Financial Services customers about the status of operations. Richmond's Federal Reserve spokesperson, Jim Strader, said in a statement to Fox Business. Of course, this comes from Fox News, right off their Fox Business website. So we've got to give credit to where the story comes from, guys. So tell us what you think about that. And
when I read the article, I was like, wait a minute, the Federal Reserve gets shut down and they don't know how it was shut down. So I thought, you know, it was newsworthy for us to
exactly
look into that. They shut down from 11:15 to about 3:30.
Well, the Federal Reserve System can have problems, but Dominion can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's that same. We made a statement yesterday. Remember, we were talking about we were laughing about the crack in the wall.
Yes.
Huck said something about tell him what you was telling me about the crack in the wall. We're watching Biden, and there was a big crack in the wall.
Yeah, well, that has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, we got to throw this in there. Say this real quick.
No, I was saying I was watching one of Biden's signing his executive orders on his fake desk, and this is my opinion, in his fake Oval Office. And I looked, I'm a project manager, and so my eyes go to the wall behind him because there's a big crack in the wall. And so then...
There's a crack in the wall, and look for Hunter.
Yeah.
Where there's crack, there's Hunter.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to throw that in there, guys.
Anyway,
so let's
talking about that. We're talking about the Federal Reserve.
Exactly.
So.
Let's take our callers, guys, because we only have a few more minutes left and try to get them in. Let's keep it quick, guys, and short, because we only have a few minutes. We have a few callers. So Matthew from Metairie, thanks for calling, Matthew.
Thank you for finally taking my call. Y'all on Gab?
No, we're not. We're actually on the Freedom Social Network. It's our own social network.
They had a great group on Gab called the COVID-19 Study Group. They used to be on Facebook. They got yeeted off of there, of course, because they have contrary evidence. And I send y'all that stuff from time to time. Don't know if y'all can read it. This election would not have taken place the way it took place without the COVID-19 shutdown.
Right.
This was a setup. Remember that article that everybody was talking about, except for y'all, that Molly Ball did, Time Magazine, a couple of weeks ago, about how the election was, quote-unquote, fortified.
Fortified.
That article lays it all out. And until y'all, everybody takes a good, sober look at that, they'll realize we've got problems that we've got to solve beyond, you know, the fact that we have...
What article are you talking about?
Idiot who's starving for oxygen inside the White House.
Right.
What article?
Can you resend that to us?
It's by Molly Ball. It's called How the Election Was Fortified. I'll send you a readout by Carolyn Borisenko on the Liberty or Lockdown email page. It's about 40 minutes, but it's definitely worth listening.
listening to.
Okay, thanks. We appreciate that, Matthew.
All right, thank you, Matthew.
Thanks. We got to get to our next caller because we're very limited
okay,
on time.
Cajun Buccaneer.
Cajun Buccaneer. Spill your guts. Say it quick if you can.
Hey, good afternoon, brother and sister, Raging Cajun Buccaneers. We live in America, a land of heavenly peoples. No presidents, no governors, no mayors, no parish presidents have the legal constitutional rights or authority to force us to stay at home, destroy our jobs and businesses, wear a Mark of the Beast mask, force us to stand 6 feet away from each other, you name it. All jobs and businesses are essential. All church, sports, and schools are essential. We are not prisoners in our own country. We want freedom, not phased-in fascism. It's time to let us all work again, play again, pray again, and get back to herd immunity. We want to love each other, hug each other, dance each other, and kiss with each other. Love one another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cajun Buccaneer. And Joe.
Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Listen, I don't agree with what you were saying earlier. I was in a political race recently, and I wasn't doing so great in about four areas. And it was Dominion Machines. And lo and behold, they found like 4 million more votes for me in Michigan.
Who are you, Joe?
I thought it was great. I'm a public official.
You sure?
Who you might know? Yeah.
All right.
You saw me signing some stuff. Come on, man.
Come on, man. You sound like Joe Biden.
Well, maybe I am.
I think maybe you are. Did we get Joe Biden to call in on our show?
Actually, I know who this is. This is our comedian friend.
Now let's not go there.
Joe Biden. Why did you steal those votes?
I didn't steal anything. You people are delusional. and I've got enough vaccine now for 300 more Americans.
300?
There you go.
Only 300?
Right. Well, Joe Biden, thanks for calling in to our show. We appreciate you calling in. And, call in next week. You know, we would love to have you again. And tell us a little bit about more about you being in,
signing all those executive orders.
And, yeah, in the White House in San Diego, California.
With the crack behind the wall.
I'm signing here. Yeah. I'm sure what I'm signing here.
There you go. Thanks, brother. Thanks for calling in. So, guys, we're coming to the end of our show here, and we got to wrap this up. And we want to thank you guys for listening to us. And we want to throw in, we didn't do some public service announcements, but the Freedom Social Network, guys. Check us out, guys. It's an awesome website. It's I'll give you the website. Wrong mouse here. The Freedom Social Network .nanga.com. And we have another website. I don't have a web address, but the Freedom Social Network .live, actually, you can go to.
Yeah.
And join us there and check things out.
You're not censored. You have freedom of speech.
True free speech.
It's the new Facebook.
Exactly. And we have some great things, groups there. It's compared to Gab and Parler and all these other ones that's going on out there, and it's completely free to join, guys. And also support us here at Social Liberty of Lockdown, guys. We could use your support.
We need sponsors.
We need
donations.
Donations to keep this on the air, guys. So we have to go. Until next week, we'll see you again.
The Lord bless you.
Bye-bye.
School, some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge.